This is the closing market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by Bex. Since 1937, Bex has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed.
Welcome back to Ag Matters PM on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, and we're here now with Sam Trainer of AgMarket.net to take a look at the closing situation in the grain and livestock markets today. Sam, first off, on this Friday to end off the marketing week, what do we see going on in the grains?
It was negative news mainly today. Nothing going good for corn, beans, or wheat. You know, we started the week very strong. Had that USDA report on Tuesday. Corn was able to rally off that and get up near the October highs that we made up there on the March contract. Around 452 and a quarter was the October high. We got as high as 451 and a half. So within 0.75 cents of that high, but we were unable to push through that. And then here to end the week, Thursday and Friday, we just had some weakness and backed off of that. And really not a whole lot of news out there, a failure there at that technical resistance level. It's kind of just reduced the interest here in the corn and bean markets.
That again was Sam Trainer of AgMarket.net. We'll take a look at how the numbers close right after this.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
March corn down 1.5 at 442 even. January soybeans down 7.5 at 988 and a quarter. January soybean meal down 330 at 286.20. Soybean oil down 6 cents at 42.61. On the Merc, December live cattle up $1.52 at 193.65. January feeders down 70 cents at 257.65. Lean hogs up $1.12 at 85.60. February pork cutout went unchanged at 93.65. And December class 3 milk down a penny at 1876. And that's been a check of the closing market prices for this Friday here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.